I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear and will, to the best of my ability, faithfully execute the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Distinguished guests and my fellow citizens.
Commander-in-Chief Radio is on the air.
We must follow no other course. And I thank
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Now it is a seed upon the wind, taking root in many nations.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Do it.
Is on the air.
Do it.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. Bring them on.
A new age has dawned, rising from the ashes of the innocent. My dead versus your dead, let's see who can get more militant. Blood for blood, pound for pound, and eye for an eye. My tribal goddess told me that I must murder or die. You kill 10 of mine, I must kill 10,000 of yours. Preemptively decapitating all those who dare to oppose. Shoot the motherfuckers now and ask questions much later. Terrorist, freedom fighter, innocent bystander, instigator. It don't matter, your ass is brown, you got a towel on top of your head. You pray to avoid a god, you pray to mine, or I'll shoot you dead. Patriot sidewinders, M1s and F-16s. The most beautiful display of destruction mankind has ever seen. I'm not an invader, I came here to liberate your people. Carbon bombing your mind so I can build my church steeple. Yeah, freedom and democracy, baseball and apple pie. Buy and consume or go bye bye bye. Now who the fuck do you think you are to go against my manifest destiny? I got a mandate from my God to smite all of my enemies. Look at me the wrong way and I'll put your ass on my shit list. What, you want some of this bitch? I'll take you for a ride with no witness. What would Jesus do? Fuck that, you know it's just the front to appease the Bible thumpers while I do what the fuck I want. Propagating propaganda, live in fear and I'll protect ya. I'll raise the terror alert and you know that I'm gonna check ya. What books do you read? Who do you talk to? Where you going? What's your habit? Give me all your information right now, what's your number? I gotta have it. Big brother ain't got shit on me, I got eyes in the back of your brain. My name is Super W and I come to bring you the pain.
This were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
The usurping bastard child of an archaic plutocratic system. If it was something else, you would've missed them. Playing games with Poppy's cats, let's bankrupt the company, make bank all the options. Fuck the pension plan, fuck Aunt Millie, neck deep in corruption. Power of the people, know the power belongs to the white men in the white collars. Gathering every single day to worship in the temple of the dollar. Mr. Greenspan, Mr. Greenspan, tell me which way the wind blows. And why are all these people jumping out of their fucking windows? Why are all these mothers crying for children that won't return? Their blood spilling in the desert while the city of Baghdad burns. The black blood that feeds the empire must never stop flowing. No price is too high, we must keep shocking and awing. It's the project for the new American century, the new world order. An empire disguised as democracy, prostituted and distorted. You think this shit started the day the towers came falling down? No, it's an old idea we've been munching on and kicking around. We've been waiting to scratch that itch for a long time and we're so good to tame ya. Even though we all know the hijackers were mostly Saudi Arabian. Pay no mind to the lies, the shell games and the deception. We're here to fight for your freedom, we're only here for your protection. I don't remember Guadalcanal, Antietam, Normandy or the Mekong. I'm sending you and you never get to die like I'm on PlayStation Ghost Recon. Playing like I'm a Top Gun, mission accomplished on an aircraft carrier. Working hard every day to make the world scarier and scarier. A kind of gentler version of daddy, check this conservative's compassion. Read my lips, motherfucker, time for lights, camera, and action. This power trip shit gets me higher than back in the day doing cocaine. My name is Super W and I'm really fucking insane.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq, I don't know why you say that.
I'm setting the stage for a show of which you've never seen an equal. You thought 9/11 was tight, hold up, I'm getting ready for the sequel. Whatever the cost, whatever the price, to buy me 4 more years. A few more terror attacks, more lives, keep you living in fear. Call Rush, call O'Reilly, get on the phone with Mr. Hannity. Spin the web of deception so we continue with this insanity. Don't ask too many questions, deploy weapons of mass distraction. Prepare the foot soldiers, it's almost time to jump into action. The second coming of the rapture, the last holy crusade. I'm smiting infidels left and right, giving them a taste of my righteous blade. The power to destroy the world right here in the palm of my hand. I'm bringing eternal salvation by air, sea, and by land. With us or against us, only two roads that you could choose. The Almighty is on my side and there's no way that I could lose. It's the coalition.
nation of the sellouts. Motherfuck the United Nations. I'm reading the Bible in my comp for my divine inspiration. The ultimate corporate state only dreamed of by Mussolini. And they're most of the inner circles rubbing elbows and sipping martinis. And bear with CEOs, Saudi princes, and Israeli ministers. I serve only them and follow their orders, no matter how sinister. I'm a schoolyard bully, give me your milk money and play my game. The only bastard on the planet getting by on his fucking last name. Can't even pronounce nuclear missile, but I know how to pull the trigger. Kick back and relax while the empire grows bigger and bigger. Fuck Genghis Khan, fuck Caesar, fuck Alexander the Great. I'm digging all those niggas, this is the perfect fascist state. Don't mess with Texas, motherfucker, don't mess with me or I'll blow your brains. I'm super duper W, this is my world and my game.
International law? I better call my lawyer, he didn't bring that up to me. Bring him on.
This is a precious gift, what America is all about. Thank you.
It's time to stop talking. It's time to start acting. I ask Congress to appropriate additional money to protect corporate America and to punish American workers. And we're making good progress. There's a lot of actions that take place that you'll never see. Rounding people up slowly but surely. And that's positive. That's a positive development. Now, I'll be glad to answer some questions you have when we start here, David.
Thank you very much. I wanted to know, and I'm sure the American people do too, what you plan on doing as far as tracking down the CEOs of the corporations that seem to be robbing many Americans blind.
By far, the vast majority of CEOs in America are obviously trying to scam somebody. And these are like international criminals, is what they act like. They kind of hide and order things up and hide again, but nothing has changed. And that's how the system is supposed to work. Yeah, I am.
Mr. President, the FBI requested members of Congress to take polygraph tests. Now, is your administration pursuing criminals in Congress?
That's what I keep trying to explain to the American people. Key members of Congress, these people are cold-blooded killers. They're interested in killing innocent Americans still. And therefore, we will continue to pursue them.
Mr. President, was your +2 bag of holding effective against the level 5 paladin?
I actually didn't read the whole story about somebody down there at level 5 flexing some know-how muscle. But it's a frame of mind. We take lives. Killing thousands. That's how I look at it.
Mr. President, how do you respond to the criticism that you have a tendency to procrastinate?
I don't like it a bit, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about some specifics, and I'd rather kind of save those for tomorrow.
Mr. President, the press has received copies of a contract you signed between yourself and the, quote, Lord of this world, Satan, or the devil. Would you care to comment on that?
There are some who just to, and it's there's there are ways that during these last few months I've been trained by Al-Qaeda and I'm weak and materialistic. I told our country and I told the world, if it feels good, do it.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape.
first goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've begun inoculating troops and first responders against ballistic airports. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with 400 billion key commanders of Al-Qaeda. 400 billion key commanders of Al-Qaeda. Which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear program chemical in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 7 million hydrogen-powered doctors and the Western Wall of the Pentagon. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to convene on February the 5th to consider the facts of Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
Chief Radio.
Do it.
He's on air.
Do it. And the answer is, you're wasting your time to try to promote democracy. I think it is impossible. Get rid of the processes that would enable them to develop democracies to promote peace. And I believe we have a duty and an obligation to kill people in brutal fashion to stop it.
That helps a lot, I think. But I think the president said something here that I really think is very, very important. I mean, why would they want a democratic form of government? Because in the end, the people want another dictator, a strong-arm leader who's going to have the secret police. You know, why wouldn't they?
The new leaders of NATO walk in the room.
The greasy pole and all the rest of it.
You know, I'm all for conferences. Just as long as the conferences produce a nuclear weapon.
Mr. President, first, the Prime Minister is your poodle. I was wondering if that's the way you may see your relationship.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right.
Right.
From ER News in Washington, I'm saying it would yield nothing. Ukraine's Supreme Court collided with a parking lot on a dairy farm after firefighters struggled to remove opposition candidate Viktor Yanukovych. The National Hockey League must go forward since early September. President Bush reports.
President Bush told reporters on the ground that it's time for the Iraqi troops of soldiers.
A society of tyranny and torture and mass graves at the ballot.
President Bush also confirmed the White House.
PR News, Washington.
It's just a trick to get your mind off the war. That's all it is. It's a trick to get your mind off the war. Okay? I think Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that little boy to Michael Jackson's house. Bush killed Lacey Peterson. Bush was fucking Paris Hilton in that video. All to get your mind off the war.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
It's one thing to have justice, it's another thing to go overboard with justice. Torture, torture, torture of prisoners that have moved the rap.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
War crimes.
Commerce Secretary John Evans left the cabinet.
Secretary of Education Ron Page has also resigned.
And in order to placate the critics and the cynics about the tension of the United States, we need to produce evidence. I fully understand
Colin Powell announced his resignation yesterday.
Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham has resigned.
Listen to the resignation of Secretary of State Colin Powell
announced his resignation yesterday.
Deputy
Secretary of State Richard Armitage's office says he has submitted his letter of resignation.
We're making great progress. I don't care what you read about.
The torture of prisoners that have moved around.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a not published number. No further information is available about the torture. 911.
Colin Powell announced his resignation yesterday.
Yesterday saw the resignation of Secretary of State Colin Powell.
Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is on his way out.
Secretary and Bennett has
Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham has resigned.
Commerce Secretary Don Evans has
resigned.
Alberto Gonzalez, torture.
General Don Evans.
Worst nominated White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez,
torture as Attorney General,
torture of prisoners that have moved around. Alberto Gonzalez, torture as Attorney General.
Found the dick.
Warning that they could be prosecuted for war crimes.
Dick, down the dick.
either.
Introducing Howard Dean.
Take back the White House! Michigan! California! Washington! And Oregon! Texas! 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 California! And Texas!
Did he mention New Hampshire?
Take back the White House! And Texas! And New York! South Dakota! Michigan! South Dakota! Michigan!
The definition of explosive personality disorder is...
Michigan! Take back the White House! South Dakota! And then we're going to Washington, D.C., New York! White House! White House! White House!
Howard Dean.
Did he mention New Hampshire?
If a person was to completely lose their mind, it would sound like...
Washington! 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 Michigan! Michigan!
Howard Dean.
And Michigan!
Howard Dean.
And Michigan! South Dakota!
Introducing Howard Dean.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
Do it.
Is on the air.
Do it.
A world run by a handful of greedy bankers and CEOs who nobody elected can't possibly last.
I'm going to tell you a number of things, but you really only have to remember two words. I mean, not just the American government. Governments in general lie.
Ay Dios, que lo que le pasa al jefe comando. Señor, será que su cerebro no está funcionando? Será que no quiere pensar en lo que pudiera pasar si la mayoría en la nación empieza a gritar revolución? Señor presidente, lo que traes en la mente es muy diferente de lo que piensa tu gente. ¿Quiénes son tu gente? Señor presidente, son los que quieren creerte y verte fuerte triunfar. Señor presidente, lo que traes en la mente es muy diferente de lo que piensa tu gente. ¿Quiénes son tu gente? Señor presidente, son los que quieren creerte y verte fuerte triunfar. En nombre de la verdad. Señor presidente, lo que traes en la mente es muy diferente de lo que piensa tu gente. ¿Quiénes son tu gente? Oye, señor presidente, son los que quieren creerte y verte fuerte triunfar.
¡Uy! ¡Uy!
El movimiento chicano.
Batista.
They feel
¿Será que no quiere pensar en lo que pudiera pasar si la mayoría en la nación empieza a gritar? Señor presidente, lo que traes en la mente es muy diferente de lo que piensa tu gente. ¿Quiénes son tu gente? Señor presidente, son los que quieren creerte y verte fuerte triunfar en nombre de la verdad.
America. 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 America.
See, 9/11 changed everything.
America.
So the last resort of the president is to use force. And we did. And now we're from America. We're helping the Iraqis. America. I think it's very important for the American president to mean what he says. But I understand that what mixed messages do. See, 9/11 changed everything. America. And so therefore, I think it's really important for all of us involved in the process not to send mixed signals. I don't know what the enemy thinks today. America. They're the people who are, that are,
America,
affecting the daily, the nightly news. And they know its effect. Taking something out of context that would never happen in America. Well, talk to the leader. I agree. I'm not the expert.
This is that guy from that old TV show your parents used to watch. I'm standing in front of these starving people outside this Rwandan fly factory as a propaganda technique to let you know that for the price of a cup of coffee, you can send the CIA and other clandestine intelligence services to underprivileged nations around the world for experimentation in chemical and biological warfare, torture training, political assassination, and the most popular of all, population control. Keep going? Okay. Well, after your first donation, you will receive a photo of your adopted agent in some distant land like Somalia or the Gobi Desert, digging a well or administering a shot to unsuspecting natives. You see, folks, together, we can make a difference. Together, we can change the world. Brought to you by the Peace Corps. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Now repeat, everybody.
George Bush is a gangster.
George Bush.
George Bush is a gangster.
Rigged the election now.
George Bush is a gangster.
I said the pimp.
George Bush is a gangster.
Mafioso.